Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jiawen Zhou from Project Hope, Shanghai, China. My English name is Lisa. I'm pleased to visit this beautiful city and present here. The first author, Dr. Yi Wu, regrets that he could not be here. So my colleague Katie Kowalski and I will do our best to answer your question on his behalf. The title of my presentation is Impact of Community-Based Rehabilitation on Activity of Daily Life for Stroke Patients. Firstly, I must state that no relationship to disclose. Stroke is highly prevalent in China and a leading cause of adult disability. There are 2 million new cases of stroke in China each year. Disability rate of stroke patients is 70-80%. Rehabilitation service is help stroke patients recover physical function and return to employment. In China, where there are health support from insurance company and government support, great progress in health professional training, disease prevention campaigns. But we have an increasing number of stroke patients, inadequate number of rehab therapists and physicians, a limited number of rehab centers, long lengths of stay, low turnover rates, high medical costs. For these reasons, many stroke patients are discharged before physical function returns. They have not fully recovered and need systematic and continuous rehabilitation. The objective of this study is to investigate the impact of community-based rehabilitation on activities of daily life for post-stroke patients in Yangpu District, China. ADL measures tasks of daily life such as bladder and bowel control, dressing, eating, bathing, transfers, walking, and climbing stairs. This study enrolled 346 stroke patients from 10 communities in a community-based rehabilitation program. Patient ages were 40 to 95 years, with a mean age of 72 years. They were 4 weeks to 12 months post-stroke. Patients received appropriate rehabilitation services for 6 months. Intervention includes health education, rehabilitation assessment, physical therapy, occupational therapy, participation in community rehabilitation club. Patients received rehabilitation services 2 to 3 times weekly treatment at community health centers or at home. Each session lasts 30 to 45 minutes. In addition, patients did rehabilitation exercises at least 3 times weekly at home with assistance of family members. This functional training enhanced the patient's independence, social skills, and ability to work. The activities of daily life evaluation using modified Bethel Index was used to measure treatment outcomes. This chart shows activity of daily life scores increased significantly following treatment from 52 at baseline to 64 after 6 months rehab. We found community-based rehabilitation improved ADL for stroke patients. Rehabilitation services provided by community therapists can meet the basic needs of a rising number of patients. The Chinese government is expanding support to community health systems. Integrating CBR service is a practical, low-cost, effective approach to meeting the needs of stroke patients. Finally, I'd like to explain that this study belongs to the Chronic Disease Management Program of Project Hope. This three-year program focusing on CD, COPD, stroke, OSAS was implemented in four Chinese cities. If you are interested in some details and other related NCD data about this program, please go to exhibit hall at your convenience and find session 3-7-8-9. Thank you.